with one, Zach Schweitzer, Robert Emming, Cole Anderson, Nathan Seaman, Mason Yon, and Michael Anderson, and Cody Brown. But the Nathan Seaman has two tackles for a loss, and Evan Smiglinski, the big man, has a 10-yard sack to his credit. Interception went to Mason Yon, and that is all it, and no penalties yet for high reach on defense either, so a clean game for them so far. For USA, 24 tackles altogether, one tackle for a loss, one sack for 17 yards, which set up for the safety the next play, one tip pass, no interceptions, and no fumbles, one penalty on defense for 5 yards for the Patriots. Co-leading tacklers, Hunter Bone and Jeremy Pulaski, each with five. Zach Fritz has two tackles plus a tackle for a loss. Cade and Blake Ryerson, each with two tackles, as well as Jared Lang. Josh Lang has three. And then Chase Sewer, Brendan Prime, Miles Geiger, each with one tackle as well. Zach Fritz had the 17-yard sack. The tip pass goes to Hunter Bone in one offside penalty, which gave Harbor Beach a first down instead of a third and four.
There's not a lot to talk about when it comes to USA's offense, Clark. I mean, they really had one play where Harbor Beach, I think if they would have had that chance back, they would have called timeout and on defense. USA at 4th and 17 or somewhere in that area code, and they were deep in Harbor Beach's zone, well, 25 yards away from a score, and they put three receivers out to the left. Harbor Beach had two defensive backs. I mean, it's obviously a mismatch, and they got the play off before Harbor Beach could recover. The defense was not sure where they were supposed to be, and obviously one guy was wide open, and Micah Kramer didn't miss him. And you can't give a guy like that much room to operate. Hunter Bone was able to haul in that touchdown pass, and you know, that's really the only reason USA's in this game outside of a punt that went through the hands of Robert Emming out the back of the end zone that gave him that good field position and a bonus, too, for that safety. Outside of that, Harbor Beach is on pace for almost 500 yards of offense, just shy of that. But they have racked up yards and in a hurry to the point where USA is actually leading in time of possession. USA is almost 58% of the time as their offense has been on the field versus Harbor Beach's 42% of the time. But Harbor Beach's high-powered offense getting those chunk yardages is the reason that they have been able to score early and often on USA.
What do you expect to see in the second half, Dave?
I think more of the same. I think Harbor Beach is going to slow it down a little bit more. They might come out in the second half and try to get that last touchdown. But after that, you're going to see Harbor Beach try to slow it down and run some clock if they can get a stop. USA is going to get the football. And then, again, if Harbor Beach is able to get the stop, they're going to go down and try to put the dagger in the heart right away and score again and make this game a 20-point game or so. And then after that, you're going to see them milk the clock a little bit, try to get out of here as healthy as possible and look forward to their playoff matchup.
Well, Dave, not to change subjects here, but if Harbor Beach goes south in the second half, it's because assistant coach Keith Messing did not have a hot dog at halftime. So we'll see how this bodes for the Pirates.
Oh, jeez.
Old story there from the 2012 run. For whatever reason, Keith Messing, every time I looked over, was eating a hot dog at halftime, and it seemed to work out well for the Pirates that year. Kicking off for Harbor Beach, as USA won the toss to start this half, or to start this game, elected to defer to the second half. Kendall Gentner kicks it off, and it comes down with the wind in his back at the 12-yard line, fumbled, and finally brought it in the 15-yard line. That's Josh Lang going to the far sideline, cuts back inside, still on his feet, and he's going to be brought down close to the 25-yard line, and when all said and done, out to about the 26-yard line, and it'll be first and 10, left to right across their field, or radio, at the 74-yard field to work with.
Cody Brown on special teams makes the tackle for Harbor Beach. Josh Lang had a little trouble with that kick. It came in a little low. He'd let the ball hit the ground, but he's able to pick it up and take something out of nothing. They're going to start their drive at about their own 25, maybe 26-yard line. Long field to go, but we'll see if USA has been able to make any changes. Doesn't look like it so far. They're in the wing tee, but they haven't had a lot of luck attacking the teeth of the Harbor Beach defense.
Full house tee, and Kramer is going to hand this one off right up the gut, and this one goes maybe out for 2 yards before forward progress is stopped out to the 27-28-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile, that would be, I do believe, number 2, Josh Lang on the carry. And brought down by big man number 78, Zach Schweitzer, the nose guard for this Harbor Beach defense. Second down and seven to go.
Yeah. I think Alan Rabin was the guy with the carry on that play. It was difficult to see.
You couldn't see it at all.
But it was a dive right up the middle, hard run. That usually means Alan Rabin. I'm pretty sure that's who it was. And they're going to give him almost 3 yards on that play. Not much going there, though, for the offense.
Full house tee again, Kramer. Hands it off up the middle, and this one's out for the right. Has the first down. That's Alan Rabin across the 40-yard line, out to about the 42-yard line. A big run of 13 yards for number 30 of USA. Move the chains with 11 minutes left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 22, USA 10.
Rabin had 19 yards rushing in the first half. He gets 13 on that carry alone. So he's able to kind of match that mark already. Double his rushing total almost, and a first down. As we had mentioned, they weren't able to run into the teeth of Harbor Beach at all. They get 3 yards and 13 on back-to-back plays and a fresh set of downs for the Patriots. Maybe they got something going here in the second half.
First and 10 from their own 41-yard line. 10:42 left in the third. 12-point lead for the Pirates. Patriots on offense. Full house teams a handoff right at the middle through the between the tackles again. And this one's out for another 10, maybe 11 yards as Alan Rabin chunked another chunk of yardage, this time into Harbor Beach territory at the 48-yard line.
Cole Anderson in the area for that tackle. 47, Robert Enning trying to chase him down from behind, but nothing special here. Alan Rabin's the first guy coming to the line of scrimmage out of the backfield. The fullback dive out of the wing tee. He's getting it and getting through those defensive linemen of Harbor Beach right in between the two tackles and getting up into the secondary rather quickly. And another chunk gain, 12 yards on that play for the USA.
Kramer is under center and his handoff to his third option. And this one looks like it's Connor Gettle around the right end. And across the 45 out to about the 43-yard line. It's about a 5-yard gain brought down by Schweitzer again on that line. Second down and five from the Harbor Beach 43-yard line.
Kendall Gettner not far away either that time, though, as Gettle comes through from the left side, through the right side of that line. Harbor Beach able to catch him from behind, but his momentum falls forward. He gets 5 yards, and when you're running the wing tee, that's a great gain on first down. You always want second and five or better if you can help it.
Kramer gets the snap, and he hands it off to his middle man, and that is Alan Rabin. That one goes out for no gain at the 43-yard line. Harbor Beach stops him at the original line of scrimmage. Leading the way would be middle linebacker number 32, Cole Anderson, the 6'1", 180-pound senior for Harbor Beach. A third down and four, maybe 5 yards to go from the Harbor Beach 43-yard line.
When you run the wing tee, it's all about gap presence, and those linebackers have to know from running the wing tee themselves where the gaps are that the three wing tee backers are going to try to get through. And that time, Cole Anderson filled his gap, and even though Alan Rabin runs very hard, he ran right into a wall, as that's Cole Anderson, and he's able to stop him for no gain. Third and five for USA.
As a handoff actually around the right end, and this one gets close to the first down marker, about at the 40, maybe the 39-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down marker, and that was Gettle again on the carry. Short of the first down, right at the 40-yard line, so loss or short of the first down by 2 yards, fourth down and two.
Yeah, fourth down and two, maybe a long one. They found a little something in Connor Gettle. They give him the ball. He still gets 3 yards, which is a good gain, but fourth down and two now could go either way, but you got to expect USA to stick with their wing tee, but wouldn't be totally shocked if Micah Kramer keeps it for himself around the outside. They try to stretch Harbor Beach out now after punishing him up the middle 4 or 5 plays in a row.
8 minutes left in the third quarter, and it's going to be right at the middle, and he's out for the running. Alan Rabin has no one in front of him to the five. Touchdown, USA. Alan Rabin runs in from 40 yards out on a fourth down and two. And this one's back to a one-possession ball game with 7:54 left in the third quarter. It's Harbor Beach 22, USA 16. Two-point conversion still upcoming.
Micah Kramer sells the fake to the outside, but he ends up giving it to his first guy, Alan Rabin. And I don't know if it's possible to run the wing tee and go right through the middle of the defense without being touched, but it's very possible that's what happened, as he showed no signs of slowing down right through the middle of the defense. And Harbor Beach looked a little lost again on that play now. So we'll see if USA now can get it down to even less. 22-16, they're going to line up and go for two.
Trying to make this a four-point ball game. Kramer Hands it off through the middle, and Harbor Beach is there to stuff him at about the 1 yard line. The 2 point conversion is no good. So Harbor Beach clinging on to the 6 point lead with 7:54 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 22, but USA surging. They have 16 right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.